What's going on,
Love
my people?
Talk Radio.
What's going on, my people? It's your lady, Kendra Justine, just checking in with you once again on this lovely Tuesday afternoon. I know it's been a little minute since y'all heard from me, but you know, you have to handle business first sometimes. So I'm back. We have four more episodes left on this 30 Days to Success Challenge. Right now, we're 26 episodes deep. So everybody who has been on the challenge, everybody who has been doing that thing, manifesting, growing spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, all those things, congratulations, because that's what this whole challenge is about. So tonight's episode, okay, before I even go any further, beyond the law of attraction, okay, 30 days to success. So we're moving beyond the law of attraction, all right? You know, there are different laws in the universe. There are different universal laws. It's not just the law of attraction. So that's what we're getting into today. The law of attraction is definitely very powerful. You know, I've been able to do a lot of manifesting with it, and I'm sure many of you have as well. But they're just different principles, you know. It doesn't solve the whole story. So I know since we've been doing this manifesting, I'm pretty sure you might have maybe caught some roadblocks or like, well, you know, I'm doing everything right. I've been thinking positive. I've been, you know, visualizing. I've been doing everything, but maybe there are some things now that you're just catching some blocks, you know, or maybe some old things are coming up that you thought you already moved past. So nothing is ever straightforward. The law of attraction is definitely very powerful. I felt like it was necessary to start there just because that is a very, very powerful law. But we're going to move deeper than that. You know, that's what this is all about. So it's all about expansion and growing. And we're going to be talking about some principles tonight that they don't teach in school. And anybody listening, what I want to drop in your head before we go any further is, before I even talk, just imagine if the principles that we're talking about tonight were principles that they taught you in elementary school. Imagine if what you're finally about to hear about tonight are things that your child will learn, you know, as soon as they start learning, instead of learning about shape. Of course, you know, shapes and colors and numbers and all that type of stuff is cool, but it doesn't have anything, okay, on universal principles. Universal principles are powerful because they can be applied universally. That's a whole different type of knowledge. The things that they teach you in school, 1 plus 1 equals 2. Well, why does 1 plus 1 equals 2? Because somebody said it did. So that could change, you know. All of us could be wiped out, start a new system tomorrow, and for all anybody cares, they could say 1 plus 1 equals 4, and that would be the new standard. So what I'm basically trying to say is education, especially as it's taught in the school system that we're all used to, it's conditional and it's relative. It's relative just depending on who created that information. Even if you think about science, y'all, so many people think, oh, we're advanced in science, you know. We hardly know anything in science. There are so many missing factors. If science was so advanced, we wouldn't even be cutting people open to perform surgery. We shouldn't have to do that at this stage. We're still driving cars. How long ago was the car invented? You know? So I just want everybody to really think and open your mind. All right? Think and open your mind to just knowledge, understanding. Understand that just because you went to school, got a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, 13 PhDs, that don't mean nothing. And I'm not dissing anybody because I have my bachelor's degree and I'm actually thinking about getting a master's in something that I want to get a master's in. So I'm not knocking education. But we have to be cognizant about the type of knowledge that we need and why we want that knowledge. Let's not just get degrees and say, oh, I got a degree. How many degrees you got? You know? We get so caught up in this rat race, y'all. They get us every which way. I know so many people that go to school just to say they got a degree. But what do you plan to do with it? I went to school, I'm not going to lie, when I got my bachelor's degree, I did that for my mama. since I was a kid, she always told me, I'm preparing you for college. So I didn't have a choice. It wasn't like, oh, you know, I'm graduating from school. I want to go to college. No, that was like, duh. Just like I had to go to elementary school, middle school, and high school, I had to go to college in my household. So when I went to college, I got a finance degree. I started out, actually, I went in there engineering. The day of orientation, I fell asleep in orientation. I was like, okay, I can't do engineering because I can't even stay up in the orientation class. Immediately changed my major to chemistry pre-med. I was a chemistry major for about 3 years, top of my class, doing really well, you know, very high average. Then I moved, and even before that transition, because I wanted to do holistic medicine, and I found out that they don't help you with doing natural holistic health. That's a whole other path. I was like, well, bump that. I'll just change my major. So I changed my major to finance/real estate. Moved to the city that I'm in now and got the finance degree. I actually, when I got there, I was like, well, let me do accounting. Maybe I could get, you know, get some more jobs or just something with accounting. So I was going to change it to accounting. Changed my mind, didn't do it, because it was going to take me an extra year. I'm like, nah, bump that. I'm trying to get out. So to make a long story short, I got a finance degree, y'all, and I haven't did a doggone thing with that finance degree. I have a business, you know, and I could brag and say, well, you know, because I have a finance degree, a business degree, that's why I have my business, but it completely doesn't have anything to do with that. I started my business before I even switched my major to finance. So to make a long story short, I just want us to start thinking about, why are we learning what we're learning? What is it going to do for us? When you understand universal laws, okay, universal principles, you learn them, you embody them. Once you become the principles, that's when you really, really create your own reality, okay? It's not about just knowing principles or hearing about them. It's actually embodying these principles. Then you can create your own laws. Create your own reality, all right? This is all about empowerment. We know there are a lot of forces going on this planet that's trying to keep us back, all right? But it's up to us. The good thing, the good news that I come with today is that even though we have a lot of negative forces, negative entities, all these things coming at us, that doesn't have to be where it ends. That's cool. That might be circumstantial. But once you have the tools, can't nobody hold you back. You feel me? No president, no army, no white supremacy, no none of that. And that's what this show is about. Remember, we have 4 more episodes. I also want y'all to go to the website if you haven't, KendraJustine.com. Blogs directly related to the 30 Days Success Challenge. Go to KendraJustine.com/thinkrich, y'all. I have about 7 minutes left tonight. I appreciate everybody for tuning in. I know I did this kind of last minute, all right? Appreciate y'all for tuning in, but we're going to hop into it, all right? What other principles am I talking about? What is Kendra talking about? Well, many of you may know it as the 7 Hermetic Principles. You know, probably a lot of y'all haven't even heard of the 7 Hermetic Principles, actually. But for the people who are familiar with the universal principles, that's usually the first thing that comes to everybody's mind, the 7 Hermetic Principles. But where that actually derives from is the source, all right? The 9 axioms, not 7, but the 9 axioms of Tahuti, or Thoth. And this is deep because for a long time I knew about the 7 Hermetic Principles, but no one ever told me about Thoth. You see what I'm saying? So Thoth, that's also Tahuti, okay? And Thoth is spelled T-H-O-T-H. You can also go directly to my website, KendraJustine.com, and you can pull up these principles for yourself, all right? Well, actually, that's still under process, so go to KendraJustine.com/live, L-I-V-E, and you can actually look into more information about these principles that I'm talking about. And mind you, anytime that I post blogs or anything like that, it's going to be and always in process. So if I get more information, I'll add more information to a blog post. So for right now, you can get some pretty good information about these principles. But let me get into it, y'all. I got about 5.5 minutes left. 2 more episodes this week, Wednesday and Thursday night. Make sure you tune in at 11 p.m. And we have the last episode for the 30 Days Success Challenge airing on Monday. But don't let that disturb you because Kendra Justine is still coming. It's just going to be another podcast, okay, after we get done with these 30 days. But let's hop into it. Got about 5 minutes left. the nine axioms of Tahuti. Now, when we talk about Tahuti, before I even get in there, a lot of people think when you see, you know, our brothers and sisters with these different, you see them with Ma'at, Tho, Ptah, Heru, all these people, you assume, oh, they're worshiping all these gods and the sun and the moon and the stars. But these are actually just principles. Those are physical representation of each principle, okay? So get that in your mind first. Always be open-minded. Never be closed-minded. You'll learn a lot more that way. So the first principle, which the first seven are the first seven that you also will call the seven hermetic principles. The first principle is the principle of mentalism. The awe is mind, okay? That's big. What does that sound like? To me, that sounds like the law of attraction. It does. All is mind. That's what we've been talking about. Everything is what you think about. But once you look into this principle, the all is mind, that's a little bit deeper because you understand that everything is mental. The whole universe is mental, y'all. We live in a holographic universe. Type that in even in YouTube. They also have a book called The Holographic Universe. So look into these things. I have about 4 minutes left, so I just wanted to run over the principles with y'all, drop the seeds. We're going to go into these in detail. I might go into detail about these for the rest of the challenge, actually, since I didn't get to go into detail tonight. The second, the principle of correspondence. I love to say this. I always put these on my statuses on Facebook. As above, so below. As below, so above. Just to give you a quick example. Look at the iris of your eyes. Well, we're not going to use that. All my brothers and sisters, especially my brothers that got the low cut, y'all got that spiral, right? All of y'all got a spiral. Well, that spiral spirals just like the galaxy, just like the Milky Way, okay? That's what that's talking about. Everything this without is also within. We're actually made of stardust. All of us have the same components that is in the moon, the stars, and all of that. That's facts, okay? So second principle. The third principle, the principle of vibration. Nothing rests. Everything moves. Everything vibrates. So you see that wall that you're sitting next to? Just tap on the wall. You think that's solid? It's actually vibrating. It's just vibrating slow enough that you can feel it. It's very dense. The faster something vibrates, the lighter it gets. So when you actually raise your vibration, you become lighter in several different ways. And when you really raise your vibration, that's when you're able to do all kind of space traveling, okay? Another story. Principle four, the principle of polarity. Got about 2 minutes left, so let me run through this. Everything is dual. Everything has poles. Everything has its pair of opposites. Like and unlike are the same. Identical in nature, but different in degree. You know what? I'm not even going to run through all the principles because I have about 2 minutes left, and this is the deep one. This is one of my favorite ones when I first came into contact with this. Opposites are identical in nature, but different in degree. Extremes meet. All truths, listen to this, all truths are but half truths. All paradoxes may be reconciled. Isn't that crazy? Think about it. I'm going to give you an example of the principle of polarity. I have about 90 seconds left. So when you think about polarity, you know, the easiest example to give, most people think, oh, that person's evil, that person is good. I'm going to touch on that more tomorrow, but I want to give you an easier example to follow. Think about hot and cold. What happens when you touch something as hot? Touch fire, you touch some hot grits, you touch something that's real hot, some hot coals. Ah, I burnt my hand. It burns, right? What happens when you touch something that's extremely cold? It burns, right? It burns your hands also. So what's the difference? The difference is in the degree, but it's the same. It's the same. Every coin has two sides. That is a big principle in itself because we always love to put things in a box. This is good, this is evil, this is bad, this is good. That is going to lock you down, y'all. I have about 14 seconds left. This is what we're talking about for the rest of for the next 3 days that we have left. Log on to the site, kendradeceen.com/live. See y'all tomorrow at 11 p.m. Good night. Peace.